Hello, I'm Wanda and this is
Kaden.
And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about the famous book by Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. We will be answering some questions based on the book and talking about perspectives.
Okay, so here today, me and my friend Wanda have very different opinions on the book. And to start this off, we will be discussing those different opinions and why we have those opinions. So, Wanda, why would you say that you love the book?
I love the book because of the characters.
What do you like about the characters?
My favorite character in the book is Nick. I love that he's quiet and he's reflective and observant. And he kind of reminds me of myself.
Who are your other favorite characters?
My other favorite characters are Jay Gatsby and Jordan. I like Jay Gatsby because he's very determined, and Gatsby is also a loyal and good-hearted man. I like the character Jordan because, unlike Daisy, who like leads a life of marriage and has a child, and she also doesn't work, Jordan represents a new path for women, whereas Daisy is like the object of man's fantasy. Jordan exhibits a hard-hearted realness that links her more to the real world.
Thank you.
So why don't you like the book?
For me personally, I felt there was no plot to this book. I felt that there's no end goal or destination to like what should happen or what they were hoping for. I feel like they're kind of trying to make the plot like this romantic love story between Gatsby and Daisy, but I feel like they did fail dramatically with that. Also, I did not feel like a really deep connection or close relation to any of the characters or the story, if there was one. What do you think the lesson of the book is?
I think the lesson of the book is that you don't always get what you want. Gatsby earned a lot of money and was pretty well known, and he did that in order for him to be with Daisy one day, and at the end of the book he did not.
He was kind of disappointed in the end, wasn't he?
He was really disappointed. He was shattered. So, I think you kind of answered that. Like, why don't you see no point in the book?
I see no point in the book because it's just like, there's no end goal. Everything just ends up being a disappointment. And, like, there's no victory, there's no winning, just Gatsby wanted something, he didn't get it, he ends up dying. It's not a very climactic story. Is there something that you did not like about the book?
Yes. I did not like the ending. Gatsby should have not died, and even though it would have taken time for him to move on, but I would have like preferred that he moved on with his life. And no, that doesn't make sense.
Did you think like Gatsby expected to die?
I don't think he expected to die. Because he was just simply laying in his pool. He felt guilty for what happened when he was driving back with Daisy, but he did not expect someone to shoot him in his pool.
Do you think he wanted to die? I mean, going into the war, he stationed his other soldiers with him into like an area where they thought everyone was gonna die. like, he obviously did not really care to live back then. Do you think, like, something... Do you think he wanted to die?
I believe before, like, earning all the riches that he had and all the fame, he did want to die because of the situation of his family. He didn't want to live in poverty, and he tried, like, all the time to, like, not end his life, but he didn't want to live because he didn't feel worthy to live.
So you think fame and money helped his well-being overall?
In a way, because that gave him, like, because he earned all those riches for someone that he felt worth living for,
mm-hmm.
which was Daisy.
So you think he, through these parties, and made himself known for Daisy?
Yes.
Interesting.
The main purpose of the parties were to get Daisy's attention.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So, what do you like about the book?
I really like the relationships between all the characters, which we'll get into in just a bit. Also, Gatsby's parties, they're, like, very, like, I don't know how to put it into words, like, they're very big and, like, dramatic, and everyone went there. Like, there's not,
mm-hmm.
like, nobody really got an invitation.
Yeah.
Everyone just showed up, and Gatsby barely ever showed his face.
Yeah.
Which is very surprising, given that he wanted to be known,
yeah.
but not seen. It's kind of, like, mysterious. Kind of shows, like, the mysterious side of him.
Yeah. So, now we're going to be going through the characters and discussing the relationships between the characters, or the main characters in the book. And we will be starting off with Tom and Gatsby and talking about their differences and similarities.
So they're both the strong alpha personalities, basically. They love to be in charge, and they both pursue what they want. That's kind of like how they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me how they're different?
Well, Tom is different from Gatsby because he comes from a more elite social class, so he's always lived a lavish life, I guess. He's always been privileged.
Mm-hmm.
And Gatsby, in contrast, is a college dropout, and he's a self-made man. So Tom, like, inherited all his riches, and yeah, and Tom and Gatsby had to make himself known.
Mm-hmm.
He had to earn his fame.
Yeah, it kind of shows how hard Gatsby worked.
Yeah.
Next, we'll be talking about, like, Myrtle and Daisy,
mm-hmm.
and differences and similarities between them. First, Daisy grew up in an upper-class family, and Myrtle has always been part of the lower class. So, when Tom cheats on Daisy with Myrtle, he hides that so much. I feel like a huge part of it, because Myrtle was, like, a nobody.
Yeah.
Like, she was such a low class, both, like, financial and social,
yeah.
that he didn't want to, like, expose himself to being, like, seen in a relationship with
Myrtle.
Yes, with Myrtle.
And I feel like Tom was Myrtle's ticket into the elite social class, because she never had, like, all the money. So, as you said, she was a nobody, and Tom, in a way, made her a somebody.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Myrtle was using Tom for all of his riches and, like, fame?
I don't think Myrtle was using Tom. I think Myrtle genuinely loved Tom, but because of that was okay. Tom's riches were a bonus for Murdo.
That's about Murdo and Daisy, but why do you think Tom cheated on Daisy? What do you think, like, one of the main reasons was?
Main reasons why Tom cheated on Daisy was because,
I think he said before, like, the, like, back then, like, the woman needs to get into a marriage quickly.
Yeah.
Because the men are always at work and have the money to support them. So, I feel like it's kind of, not forced, but more rushed.
True.
Without really...
He hadn't lived his... Okay, I think they quickly got into marriage. And, I don't know, he wasn't... I feel like he wasn't ready, but at the same time he was, because it was like in 1920. So he hadn't lived his life like to the fullest yet. So he was still trying to experiment and
Do you think like Daisy slowed him down from like achieving everything he wanted to?
Not really. He had all the money, he had all the he still lived his life. Like, I don't think he even cared about their child. They just had a child and Okay, so why do you think Myrtle and Daisy are similar to each other?
Sorry, what's that?
So why do you think, why do you think the characters Daisy and Myrtle are similar to each other?
Similar? Well, I feel like they both love Tom, even though, I mean, Myrtle obviously knows Tom is still married to Daisy, but continues the relationship for their bond and love, but Myrtle and Daisy cannot see it, but they're also both, I feel like, being used for pleasure by Tom.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar. What do you think? Do you think they have more similarities?
I think they do, because in the book they seem that they are, like, they both insecure about their relationships, and so they and that forces them to look outside of their, like, respective marriages. So Myrtle cheats on George Wilson with Tom, and Daisy sort of cheated Gatsby on Tom.
You can kind of see, like, again, like, the social and economic classes here, because I'm not sure about George. He's kind of like a nobody.
Yes.
And I feel like part of this, like, the book is obviously focused on Gatsby, but also, like, talks very little about George Wilson.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
And then he becomes a big person at the end because he shoots the most talked about person.
Yeah, it's very, very intriguing.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about Nick?
His character is quite interesting. So he's the narrator, and he's also, like, okay, part of the, he's telling the story of, okay, Gatsby. And he knows almost everything, but he doesn't, he seems trustworthy because Tom took him to his mistress, even though he was Daisy's cousin. And Nick didn't say anything to Daisy. And so he comes across as, like, a trustworthy person. And also, Gatsby trusted him with a lot of things.
Mm.
Yeah.
That kind of shows, like, how Gatsby really did trust Nick a lot for not much of, like, a reason.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know
they
each,
didn't
other
each other
really well. Like, they never really knew each other.
Yeah.
He kind of trusted, him right away. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, you talked a little bit about this game, but can you explain more on, like, the American dream and how that plays a role in this book?
So, I did some research about the American dream, and it is said to be ultimately unattainable, and so Gatsby's American dream was Daisy, and he tried to get to his American dream by doing a lot of things. And that is, he did a lot of illegal things, and he tried to, like, get to Daisy's level, and he did, but it is said that the American dream is unattainable, so he didn't get his American dream.
Like, he tried so hard for it and ended up being nothing in the end. Do you have any more to say about this book?
That it is a great book. It has great imagery, and it teaches us a lot about life. It has a great lesson behind it, and I think everyone should get the chance to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I still don't love the book, but there was still, like, a bunch of, like, unknown, like, mysterious things. Just kind of like that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we always have our different opinions on things, but I'm glad we come together to discuss these with each other about this book. So, yeah, it's basically the end. I'm Kaden.
And I'm Wanda.
And thanks for listening.